Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Bridge Kimble. On this day, May 14th, 2016, auctioneers at Julian's Auction House in New York sell one of Elvis's acoustic guitars for $354,000. On this day in 2013, news reports surface that 47-year-old Janet Jackson had now become a billionaire on the strength of her album sales, music and book publishing fees, and sold-out tours. On this day in 2008, Lou Pearlman, the music mogul who created the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, is sentenced to 25 years in federal prison over a decades-long scam that bilked thousands of investors out of their life savings. Many victims were Pearlman's relatives, friends, and retirees in their 70s and 80s who lost everything. On this day in 1992, Bette Midler is the only guest on Johnny Carson's final Tonight Show. On this day in 1980, singer-guitarist Joe Strummer of the British punk group The Clash is arrested in Hamburg, Germany for hitting a fan on the head with his guitar. A fight broke out between the band and the audience following a concert. On this day in 1977, Stevie Wonder scores his sixth number one record on the Billboard pop chart with Sir Duke, a song written as a tribute to jazz legend Duke Ellington. On this day in 1975, officials at Gatwick Airport in London announced that they will not permit a plane carrying the Osmonds to land there because when the group last visited the UK, 20 overly enthusiastic teens were injured. On this day in 1966, the Mamas and Papas are on top of the Billboard album chart with If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears, which contains the singles Monday Monday and California Dreamin'. And on this day, in 1966, Dusty Springfield's You Don't Have to Say You Love Me enters the Billboard Hot 100, where it will reach number four and become her biggest hit. And on this day, May 21st, 1957, a 16-year-old records a song that will go to number one and be the first of his 33 top 40 hits. Who's this teen singer, and what is his first number one hit? The answer's right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, May 21st, 1957, a 16-year-old records his first number one record. He will have 32 more top 40 hits in his long-lasting career. Rumor has long suggested that his first hit was about his much older babysitter. Her name, Diana. Here, Paul Anka.